the letter of Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those that are called, who are loved in God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. So, Jude, now, if you're a servant or a slave of somebody, you only exist to do what they want. It's not something you can do part-time, that you just are a slave of somebody for a couple of hours a week. You're continually concerned about doing what your master tells you. And we are servants of Jesus. And he says that we have been called. Well, if you hear the good news of the gospel, you're called. You're invited to come and be in the kingdom. So we've all been called, and we are loved by God, and we are preserved by Jesus. Mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Now, this is what it is all about to be a true Christian, to have mercy and peace and love. It's not all about arguing or thinking that we're better than others, but being at peace with God and having love to each other. But beloved, he really loves these people he's writing to. While I was going to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you and urge you to contend earnestly for the faith which was delivered once and for all to the believers. Because there are some people who've crept in secretly, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into an opportunity to do immoral things, who deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, I was just going to write to you about how wonderful it is to have this great salvation, but then I realized that there are people that have crept into the church who are actually teaching and doing wrong things. They're using the grace of God, that is God's willingness to just accept us as we are, his great enthusiasm for us, they're using that as an excuse to do immoral things, like Paul had in Romans when he said that there were people who were saying, well, because God loves us, let's just carry on sinning so that grace may abound. It's the same problem. The fact that God loves us so much and has given us his grace means that actually the opposite. We naturally don't want to do bad things, and we will try not to do them. So I want you to remember, Jude says, that the Lord, having saved a people out of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that didn't believe. So if you'd have asked the Israelites as they came out of the Red Sea on dry land, are you saved? They'd have said, yes, yes, I am saved. Thank you, God. But afterward, most of them in the wilderness were destroyed because they didn't keep on believing. So going through the Red Sea is like being baptized, but you've got to keep on believing after that. And there's no doubt that God will judge people who are wicked. And Jude goes on to say, even like Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them who gave themselves over to very bad behavior. These are an example to us, and they suffered the punishment of fire.
What's the punishment
of fire? Well, Sodom was destroyed by fire. And so, when Jesus comes back, he's going to come back, Paul says, in flaming fire. Now, although God's not going to destroy the earth, the planet, the globe on which we live, he is going to destroy wicked people. And he'll probably use fire to do it. It doesn't mean that people will burn forever, but that he will destroy the wicked people by fire. And so he warns them. He says, these people who have crept into the church, they're like hidden rocks in your meetings. Hidden rocks is like you're sailing your wooden boat or sailing your boat, and it's all going fine, but then you hit a rock that you haven't seen that's sticking out. So he is saying you've got to be careful about what teachers you listen to, even if they are apparently in the church. So, beloved, Jude says, remember the words which were spoken previously by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ and how they said to you, in the last time there will be mockers, people who mock, like people mocked at poor Noah while he was building his boat. They do not have the Spirit. They make divisions. But you, beloved, build up yourselves in your holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, and look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. So focus on the positive, even though there are bad people around. On those who are in doubt, have mercy, and others save, snatching them out of the fire. So there's some who are about to be destroyed, or who will be destroyed when Jesus comes, but we can save them. We can snatch them out of the fire. Now to him that is able to save you from stumbling, from tripping over, and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish, with great joy. To the only God, our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and for ever. Amen. So then, we mustn't stumble. It's like when you're baptised, you then start a race, a walk towards the kingdom, but you can trip over. And people trip over by all sorts of reasons. They might decide they just want to get rich. They might become obsessed with a career, and they might want to marry someone who doesn't believe and just do all those sorts of things and give their lives to those things, and they stumble. Or somebody might say, oh, there was someone in the church, you know what, they said this, they said that, I'm not coming anymore, I don't believe in God anymore. Well, you can't say that, oh, Jesus didn't love me, he didn't die for my sins, just because somebody pushed you over at church, or just because somebody was mean to you at church. And all these things are like rocks that can make you trip over. And yet we're told he is able to save you from tripping over. And we've got to give ourselves completely to him. And if we really want to be in the kingdom, then we will be, because that's his pleasure, his joy, to give us the kingdom.